Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, November 14th, 2014, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Today is a major moment in our history, unprecedented in the industry. United Airlines announced today that they have awarded all eligible bids for the 2014 Enhanced Early Out Program, the EEOP, to 1,802 flight attendants at pre-merger United. Award lists and breakdowns by domicile are posted on our UnitedAFA.org website. In the days ahead, specific information will be forthcoming from the company on exit date strategies and other program details. Unprecedented is a word with which we are all too familiar. As a union of flight attendants, our work over the decades has been groundbreaking, indeed unprecedented. Over the years, our efforts to continue to work beyond age 32, to be married, for men to have this job, to have domestic partners, are but a few examples of the work accomplished over the years to shape the composition of our flight attendant community. Together, we courageously took on a variety of campaigns challenging the powerful tobacco lobbies to eliminate smoking on the aircraft, to save our pensions, to address domicile openings, closures, and surpluses, and to become part of an international community of flight attendants always advancing issues affecting our careers, safety, and the safety of the passengers in our care. While at times the only voice to advance these issues for flight attendants standing together as AFA, our Union of Flight Attendants is recognized worldwide as the expert in flight attendant issues and aviation safety. Our membership has come to demand the extraordinary services and advocacy on issues for flight attendants for which we are known and upon our reputation is built. We have accomplished much. As individuals, we have all been an integral part of building AFA, our flight attendant career, and the great airline known as United. Our career of service extends beyond our company and passengers to the union where all of us have made significant contributions in one way or another. From serving as a committee volunteer or holding a union position to those who contributed by writing postcards in support of our various campaigns, every effort has been instrumental. Each member who has acted to participate in this early out has played a role in our success, and each person will be missed. Each of you is an important part of how we have shaped who we've collectively become. In fact, each of you is extraordinary. We are grateful to those who have become a part of this historical event and wish you well today as we would at the end of any trip. Once a flight attendant, always a flight attendant. You'll always be a part of us. Today, United's scheduling department is scheduled to post the 2015 AB reserve letters in each domicile and on Flying Together. This is the first step in our annual vacation bidding process. As in previous years, there will not be a seniority restriction on the reserve letter cutoff date for the 2015 reserve letter trades. To view this list, sign into United's Flying Together departments, in-flight services, crew scheduling, AB rotation. This Saturday, the benefits correction period starts. We recommend you review your current elections and ensure your plan options are listed correctly. If you need to make corrections to your 2015 benefits, you will have until November 21st to complete these corrections through the Your Benefits Resources enrollment site. If you have questions regarding the benefits open enrollment, please contact United Airlines Benefits Service Center at 1-800-651-1007, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time. This week, our flying partners from JFK, Heathrow, Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Frankfurt, DCA, Boston, and Narita successfully completed training for Employee Assistance, EAP, and Professional Standards. AFA representatives discussed a variety of issues and procedures in order to help them in managing issues at the local level. We congratulate our colleagues who stepped forward to do this important work on behalf of all of us. We thank them for renewing their commitment as advocates for all members. As a reminder, 2014 uniform points expire on December 31, 2014, and will not roll over for use in the following 2015 calendar year. In order to get a full use from your annual uniform point allocation, orders must be submitted before the following deadlines. Telephone orders must be placed by 1500 hours Central Standard Time on December 31, 2014, and online orders must be placed by 2359 Central Standard Time on December 31, 2014 via the CINTAS website. A link is provided in the useful website section of our website at www.unitedafa.org. Be sure to utilize your full 2014 uniform point allocation. We encourage you to place these orders early to avoid running the risk of forgetting to do so during the busy holiday season. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling.